This is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, the Old Trailblazer, riding out again on old Dan. It's his time. Come on, Dan, let's go. Got to get up and get down there to where folks are standing around at the old depot or the watering station there and bring a message. They're waiting for the Old Trailblazer like they do a lot of mornings. Or maybe down there at the old sawmill somewhere. You folks might not remember, but the old pastor does here. Old Trailblazer remembers when they had the old circuit riders a little bit back there in the olden days. That's what they did. They'd rode old horse Dan, had the Bible in the saddlebag, and stay all night with a good family, and stay all night the next night with another family, and make a little circuit. Call them circuit riders. So that's what the old Trailblazer does. But we're looking at this study in the 11th chapter of Hebrews now, and I hope you folks are staying with us, and I'll sure love to hear from many of you. I'd like to do that if you would. But let's get back to our study. We were looking at the Joseph's faith, by a faith of Joseph, right there in Hebrews 11:22, by faith Joseph when he died. Now, let's take first a look at Joseph's life as a whole. We won't have time to go back there in Genesis and read those chapters, but if you would, I appreciate it if you'd go do that. And there was only 2 chapters given to the life of Isaac, 12 given to the life of Abraham, and more given to the life of Jacob, and several given to the life of Joseph. Joseph was born of Rachel, firstborn of Rachel. She was Jacob's wife. Old Laban tricked him into taking Laban's wife, but finally he got Rachel, his first love, and Joseph was his firstborn. He was 17 years of age, and you listen, young men, young women, young men, 17 years of age when he was carried away as a slave into the land of Egypt. You and I know nothing about those kind of things, do we? Now let's see how he lived. We have many young men who hear this broadcast day after day, some here in our worship, our services, hear us all over this nation. If you're listening now, would you just take a test that Joseph did? Would you stand? Would you stand that test? Joseph remained many years surrounded by idolaters. No doubt came into contact. No doubt he never came into contact with a single child of God. Can you let that soak in? There he was, sold into slavery there in Egypt. He went to be the slave for that old man, and man accused him of being interested in his wife and put him in jail. You know all those stories. But now listen, how many of you here today have come from your local home, maybe come here to the chapel sometime, or wherever you are? As far as you know, there may not be another child of God in your area that speaks your language. You know, we speak a different language, don't you? We often hear me refute the all those things about speaking in tongues. But I told someone a day or two ago, we do speak in tongues. We speak in an unknown tongue. God's child does. No, they don't understand us. You don't understand the Old Trailblazer if you're not saved or if you had never been awakened to your lost condition. But now, as far as you know, there's not any believers in your area, maybe. But there wasn't any Joseph's. Listen, Joseph lived there in Egypt surrounded by idolaters. And far as we know, he never come in contact with a single child of God. He lived alone. We don't have to have anybody to live with, do you? To live a Christian life? No. And yet you don't have to be a hermit, like those old people that seclude themselves in them caves and all. I know it's good to have fellowship, and I love it. The Old Trailblazer, I can often tell you many times, Old Trailblazer loves people. I have people ask me, say, why don't you just go off somewhere and get you a room in a camp somewhere in the cabin in the hills? And, no, I don't like to do that. I like to be where there's people. I love people, and I love to be around people, and I love for people to love me, and I have folks who do. But listen, during these years, Joseph had no Bible to read. Can you just picture yourself, my friend? Let's just let our minds wander a little bit. He had no Bible to read because the Bible had not been written. The only thing he had was the oral promise or the promises handed down through his fathers committed to him by memory. Yet, amidst all types of temptation, he remained true to Jehovah God. He never varied. He remained true. Now, I wonder how much of that we have today. Oh, my friend, I see so much sin everywhere. Our young people now cohabiting, living together, shacking up. And my friend, there's no restraint seemingly, but Joseph was restrained himself. He wasn't willing to do that. He spent 13 years in Egypt in a prison there because a woman lied on him and told a lie, and that lie was held him there for 13 years, but it did not cause him to be bitter. No, he was not bitter. Listen, brethren, let me tell you something. I don't care what troubles you have, what trials you have, what persecutions you have, what afflictions you may have, what opposition from friends or foes. Listen, don't be bitter. Don't become bitter. Oh, don't you hate to see someone be bitter? My friend, I do. I know folks who are bitter. They're bitter because their life is soured on them a little bit. Bitter because maybe because their children have abandoned them and gone off and living like the devil. They've become bitter. At the very moment you get bitter, you become bitter, you become a defeated individual. Now let that soak in. I don't care how many lies are told on you. The old trailblazer, folks tell lies on the old trailblazers occasionally. But how many falsehood folks peddle on? I don't care if they cover you with falsehood. And listen, I don't care how they mistrust you, but don't become bitter. Just don't. I think that's a good lesson to take with you through life. Now, let me tell you something. The born-again believer, there's power on the outside that can defeat you. It is. It's on the inside, you defeat yourself. Isn't that so? The very moment you let a root of bitterness spring up in your life, you're gone. As a dear friend of ours often says, you're a goner. That's right. And she said, had the Lord not called me, I'd have been a goner. Well, folks have been promoted over me, and they don't treat me right. I hear that oftentimes. I used to run a business for about 30, 40 years, and folks would complain to me, well, you raised that one and didn't give me a raise. Well, it was all because of their production. It wasn't anything to do with their personality. No. And listen, I've had folks tell me, well, so-and-so sinned against me, and I've been lied against. That's all right. Keep your heart clean and clear and sweet and go on, my friend. You can fight all the demons of hell and in hell and out of hell. Stand there and give your testimony just like Joseph did. Now, here's something else that I noticed in Joseph's life. He was made prime minister over Egypt. Now, you may not think that was important, my friend, but that man was a Jew. He was not an Egyptian. He normally was hated and all that, but he found favor in Pharaoh's sight. But he was made prime minister. He was made prime minister of Egypt, largest country in the world back at that time. It didn't spoil him. Not only did he not become bitter by being thrown in prison, it didn't spoil him to be moved up to the head of state, high and mighty potentate. It didn't go to his head. You remember the old saying we used to have? Well, it didn't go to his head. No, flattery, promotion didn't defeat him. He was still a child of the king, of Jehovah God, on the throne, just like he was in prison, my friend. Now, can you live like that? Do you have the faith of God, the grace of God, to be the same no matter where you are? You know, I guess one of the most disgusting things that I've ever seen is how people put on airs, they call it. Well, if some stranger comes in, they sidle up to them and begin to tell them what a gracious soul they are and all that. Folks can see through that kind of stuff. The old trailblazer, just a plain, simple old bumpkin. Pumpkin. That's an old country bumpkin. That's what they got a song out by that title, Country Bumpkin. That's what I am. But the Lord made me what I am. I'm content to rest in the Lord's hand, wait on him day by day. And now, that's an example of how hearing God's word, that's good for us to follow. Now we wonder why God permitted. Now there's another reason we question God. Why did the Lord permit that man to stay in prison from the time he was 19 years old until he was 32 years old, 13 years, bound in chains? And I'm sure they hurt him. Those old chains cut his flesh. He had to drag him around with bloody ankles, but he was not bitter. He knew. He knew that woman lied about him. Now we see here an example of God's divine grace in preserving, keeping one of God's children. You know why those things happen? You ever wonder why those things happen? It was for our learning. It was for us to learn. We learn from others. I've been a part of the radio mission now for over 50 years, and over those years I met gracious souls who were here when I came here. The Lord has saved them. And I used to sit and listen to them. I sat at their feet, as it were, and listen, just keep my mouth shut and listen to the trials and tribulations that come up on them. And most of them were quite elderly. And I saw them as they came down to the end of life. Many of them I conducted their funerals. often made this statement that Pastor Shelton married a bunch of people when he first come here, and now I'm bearing them day by day, after time. But I also got to enjoy their testimony of saving grace. And that's one of the things we do here at Radio Mission. On certain days, certain times, we have prayer service where you can stand up and tell what the Lord has done for you. Just, Mr. Speaker, I just want to tell you what the Lord has done for me. And they go on and tell you in a moment or two how that the Lord awakened them and saved them. And then I tell you folks out there, where you go to church on Sunday night, if you have prayer meeting like we do, many churches have abandoned that. I know that. But if you have prayer meeting, just ask the pastor or the mission leader, the Sunday school teacher, whoever it is. Say, Pastor, would you just tell us how the Lord saved you? Say, the old trailblazer likes to do that occasionally. Would you just tell us how the Lord saved you? Maybe you stand there by the back door on Sunday morning when the 11 o'clock service is over, and the pastor usually comes out that way and shake hands with everybody and kiss the babies. You just catch him by the hand, hold him a minute, and say, Pastor, would you tell us how the Lord saved you? Well, you've been our pastor a long time, and we've never heard you say how the Lord saved you. Can you go back and tell us that? Take one Sunday night service and tell us how the Lord saved you. It'll bless our heart to know that you're saved by grace. It won't hurt your pastor to tell you. He'll probably be glad to do that. And then you can relate to him, knowing how the Lord saved him. Old Trailblazer was just an old sinner. And the Lord picked him up out of the dunghill, as it were, and opened his heart and let him see himself as a sinner, and then saved him, showed him that Christ died for him. What is salvation? Trusting the Lord. What is salvation to a sinner? Coming to see that all his sin debt has been paid. I mentioned that in a Sunday service recently, that my sins are gone. We got a song we're going to sing it for long. My sins are gone. And I'll play it for you here over the Trailblazer broadcast one morning. My sins are gone. Can you say that? Do you have any sort of testimony at all that your sins are all gone? Gone by the wayside. You know, when the Lord left the grave there, came out and went through the temple and cast his hand, took his hand and split that temple from top to bottom. What good does that do, you say? It revealed the Holy of Holies. No longer do we have to go confess to some priest or talk to some priest. We don't have to do that. No, sir. I often tell folks, I don't want to hear your confession. I'm glad I don't have to do that. Oh, I don't want to hear your garbage. I hear enough of it. It is. But my friend, the Lord ended all of that. He said, it's finished. It's finished. Not only was that finished, but now there's salvation in Christ. Look into Christ. You can look to him. You don't have to go through a priest to do it. But remember, the old Trailblazer, my mailing address, Post Office Box 1810, Walker, Louisiana, 70785. But also, go there to my website, radiomission.org, and look up there over on the left side of your screen, and you can look up live broadcasting, and then you go on the other side, and you can see Trailblazer, and you can hear the Trailblazer anytime, day or night, that you want to hear it. We have current messages there, some that have not even been aired yet. So if you can do that, write me and let me know. Pastor, I found out how to do that. And I thank you for it. Remember now, my mailing address, Old Trailblazer, Post Office Box 1810, Walker, Louisiana, 70785. Until next time, goodbye and God bless you.
Sin, he sets the free.